We're talking with Roger Mick, head baseball coach for the Beloit K-18. Roger, heck of a run this year, 11-1 so far. You've won 7 in a row. The last and only loss of the year came against Smith Center on June 18th. You rolled through the Twin Lakes League tournament, winning all 3 games, and then recently won the regional tournament in a walk-off hit by Paxton Fouts, bringing in Tripp Stillwell on a 13th inning, bottom of the 13th inning walk-off play that won you. First of all, Roger, tell us a little bit about your coaching history.
Well, I have an older son who's 25, and of course I coached him all the way through. And then before that, I was a high school coach in Salina for 4 years, about 20 plus years ago. And then, of course, I got 2 boys. One's going to be a freshman, and one's going to be a senior this year. And I've coached them all the way through as they were coming up, you know, peewees and K-18 and that stuff. This is my second year with this group. I was the assistant coach last year, and then this year I decided to take the head coaching job. So that's a little bit about my experience, I guess, as a coach.
Well, Roger Mick, you're 11-1 at the K-18 level and just won the East Regional. We'll be headed to state this weekend in Lucas. The core of your ball team, 7 of 9 starters, played high school ball, which really helped. We were talking about the age group. We believe it used to be 13, 15, kind of like a Babe Ruth type thing. Now it's 14 to 16, we think. But some young men, Brooks Dunston, Colton Adolf, Kanan Olson, Paxton Fouts, Riley Lundeen, Trace Kahn, and Tripp Stillwell have really put this team on their shoulders and led them through some tight games. You've had a couple really good games with Smith Center, and then had to get by Osborne in a very close game in the Twin Lakes game just to get the championship in the league tournament, and then a 13-inning marathon with undefeated Clay Center. And you've picked Brooks Dunston, Colton Adolf, Olson, and Paxton Fouts have all pitched real well for you this year. Kind of talk about your core of 7 to 9 high school kids that have really been there when you needed a hit or needed some shutout innings.
Yeah, those kids, they didn't just play high school baseball. Most of those kids got a lot of varsity experience for Beloit High last spring. So they're seasoned baseball players by now. I mean, they've been playing a lot of baseball all spring, and yeah, that they're really our core group of guys. And we can send 5-6 really quality pitchers out to the mound. When you talk about Kanan Olson and Brooks Dunston and Paxton Fouts and Colton Adolf, and then a couple of kids that didn't play high school baseball, but David Anuto and David Mick. So yeah, those kids that played high school ball, they bring a lot of experience. They're well seasoned. The other night against Clay Center, that was their stiffest challenge yet, and I wouldn't be surprised if we come across Clay Center again in the state tournament. They're a very good team, and they're evenly matched with us. I mean, you don't go 13 innings with a team that doesn't match you pitch for pitch and play for play. What it boiled down to is we had a hit fall in and they didn't. And so, yeah, that game the other night was, it didn't surprise me that we fought and we stayed in it and we clawed and we scratched and we were able to pull it out, because that's kind of what I told the kids, that didn't surprise me, because that's kind of what I expect out of them. They're a really good group of kids. They're experienced baseball players. They like to play baseball. And they're pretty gritty.
Well, Coach, talk about Jason Garman and Nate helping you coach a little bit, what they bring to the table, and how you select 2 pitches on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, it's a coaching staff. It's not just, you know, just me. Nate Jones does all of the, he does all the technical stuff, the game changer stuff, the communicating with parents and even with the media. He sends out all of our notifications for practices and games and all that stuff. So Nate's invaluable in that regard. Of course, Jason Garman coached the Beloit Grasshoppers when they won the state championship in Pee Wees there a couple of years ago. So he brings quite a bit of coaching experience too, and he brings a lot of enthusiasm too. And then, not to be forgotten, is Coach Shane Olson, who he's a tremendous asset when it comes to throwing BP. I mean, that guy can throw BP forever, it seems like. So, yeah, we got a good four good guys. We all bring different things to the dugout and to the team, and so it's been a really good mix so far, and we hope to keep it going for three more games.
Well, Coach, it was a tough decision. You've got 22 kids on the Beloit K18 team this year because needed a few, four or five more kids to usually split it and go with the young group and older group. But the choice was made this year to keep everybody together. And in a normal Twin Lakes League game night, you guys play seven innings and then three extra innings for the young kids. But they didn't get a lot of playing time this year. But playing against you had a few scrimmages, and every practice was expectations of those 22 kids were to challenge. Kind of talk about 22 kids and how you manage that through 12 games this year.
Yeah, it has its advantages and its disadvantages. One of the advantages is we had all of our players on one team, so you know, we didn't get our teams watered down. So we had all of our best players on one team, and that's obviously a big advantage. Another advantage is when you have 22 kids on a team, you can do a lot of things at practice. You can scrimmage at practice. You can divide them up into groups and do a lot of station-type stuff. So there are some advantages. Obviously, there's also some disadvantages. The younger kids, unfortunately, didn't get enough playing time, and so their development, I think, was really kind of they got kind of shorthanded on their development because they just didn't get the experience. Yeah, they got the three inning games on the league nights, and we tried to we did take them to Salina for a 1 day tournament, and we took them to Salina for a scrimmage against a pretty good 14 and under team. So we tried to enhance what they were getting just on the regular schedule by adding some of those things, but still, I didn't think they just didn't get enough playing time. But so, yeah, putting all of them together, it has its advantages, but it also has its drawbacks. Bottom line is, hopefully next year we have 30 kids out and we can have two teams because, you know, you like to see kids involved. And, of course, I'm a baseball lover, and so I like to see lots of kids playing baseball. But, yeah, we didn't feel like we had enough for two teams, so we put them all in one, and we just – made the most of it.
Okay, K18 Coach Roger Mick, you're headed to the state tournament in world famous Lucas, Kansas, which is a really yeah, nice facility and top notch people. They love the game down there. They do it right. They anything from the introductions to national anthem to pregame, postgame serving, great concession stand. You should be the number one seed. Clay Center will be two. Then Smith Center and Clifton Clyde will be down there representing the East Regional. And then we think that Hoxie won the West Regional today and beat Atwood. And then probably Norton Ellis, we think, that will all be there. And then when you're in for Sunday and lose, you go home. But exciting time for your team. And it's going to be a heck of a tournament, especially on from your regional with Clay Center, Clifton Clyde, Smith Center, and Beloit. Any one of those four teams could win the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, we had the 13-inning game with Clay Center the other night, and I already talked about how they're evenly matched with us. And Smith Center, the number three seed in our region, has already beat us once this year and given us two tight games the other time. So we don't expect there to be any easy games this next weekend. There's not going to be any easy opponents at the state tournament. So we just have to come, be ready to play, and take care of our business. And I think we got as good a shot as anybody to do well.
Roger Mick, when you get a 11-1 team and they roll for you and they win the close ones, it's a lot of fun in any sport. Best of luck to you Saturday in your first opening round game at K18. state tournament, and congratulations on a fantastic K-18 baseball team for the city of Beloit.
Thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.